There you are. Oh my gosh, I've been looking everywhere for you. Okay, not everywhere, just a few places. The pool deck, the buffet, the little cafe near the theater. I circled the whole place. But who's counting? Hi. How's your night been? Good? I was actually hoping I'd run into you. Well, actually, I was kind of trying to. Don't make that face. That's not weird. Okay, maybe it's a little weird, but we're on a cruise. Everything's weird on cruises. People eat ice cream at midnight and wear matching pineapple shirts. I think me looking for my favorite person on the ship is pretty normal compared to that. Wait, why are you smiling? Stop it, you're making me forget what I was gonna say. Oh, right. I have a problem. Like, a very major, embarrassing problem. And before you laugh, promise you won't laugh? No, actually, promise. Because this is serious, and it's kind of bad. Okay, so, remember how I told you earlier that I was going back to my cabin to change before the show? Yeah, well, I did that. Successfully. Gold star for me. But then I decided I wanted to grab a drink from the upper deck, so I left. And apparently, I left my cabin key inside. And guest services says they can help, but it'll take forever because half the ship apparently forgot how doors work tonight. So now I'm homeless, temporarily homeless, cruise homeless, which is probably the most first world problem ever. I know it's ridiculous, but still, I'm stuck. And okay, this is the embarrassing part. You are the first person I thought of. What? Don't look at me like that. It just happened. I panicked, and my brain immediately wanted to look for you. I don't know, you've kind of become my favorite person this week. There, I said it. Happy? So, I was wondering, and you can absolutely say no. Seriously, no pressure. But, could I maybe hang out in your room until we sort of sort this out, I guess? Just for a little while. I promise I'm very low maintenance. I barely take up any space. I'm basically the human equivalent of a decorative pillow. Really? You'd love that? Thank you. Seriously, you are saving my life. Okay, maybe not my life, but definitely my dignity. Honestly, those are pretty close. Ooh, this is nice. Your room is so much cooler than mine. I don't get it. I knew I picked the wrong cabin. Well, look at that view. The ocean at night is kind of crazy. It feels like we're the only people awake. Look, the moon's reflecting on the water. It's pretty. Not as pretty as. Never mind. Nope, not telling you. You already tease me enough. Yeah, maybe I was gonna say something kinda cheesy, but now you'll never know. Now that I have you, I guess I should say that this trip has gone way differently than I expected. When I boarded the ship, I thought I would spend most of my time reading by the pool, maybe make a few friends, take some pictures, eat way too much dessert. Normal cruise stuff, you know? Then I met you. And suddenly, every day became, okay, what are we doing today? I think we've spent more time together than anyone else on this ship. Not that I'm complaining. I'm very much not complaining. You've kind of become the highlight of my vacation. Did I make things awkward? I made things awkward, didn't I? Okay, good, because I meant it. It's weird. We've only known each other for a few days, but it doesn't feel like that. It feels longer, like I've known you forever. You ever get that feeling with someone? Like, talking to them is easy. Like, you don't have to think about what you're saying. Yeah, that's what this feels like. And now I'm getting sentimental, which is dangerous, because cruise sunsets already make me emotional. What? They do. Leave me alone. They're pretty. Can I ask you something? When this trip is over, are we still gonna talk? Because I'd like that a lot. Good. That makes me happy. Really happy. No way. It's that late? God, guest services still hasn't called me back. Honestly, I think they're forgetting I exist. I don't think they care. They might be waiting till tomorrow. Maybe I'll just live here now. What? You have room? Kind of. Okay, maybe not much room, but enough room. Wait, hold on. That's the one bed. Why am I only just noticing that? No, it's fine. Totally fine. Completely normal. Perfectly normal cruise situation. I am not blushing. You're imagining things. Anyway, I'll just sleep on the floor. What do you mean, absolutely not? I'm serious, you paid for the bed. And? And what? You really don't mind sharing? You trust me that much? That's sweet. You know you're making it very difficult for me not to like you, right? Too late. Yeah. Maybe too late. Okay, I guess we're sharing the bed. I'm trying very hard to act normal. You keep smiling, that's the problem. You have one of those smiles that makes people forget what they're talking about. See, I literally forgot my point. Right, the bed. Okay. Ground rules. Rule number one, if I accidentally kick you in my sleep, it was self-defense. Rule number two, if I steal the blankets... Actually, no. There's no rule number two. I'm definitely stealing the blankets. Hey, I'm just being honest. Rule number three, if either of us starts snoring, wait, you don't snore, do you? Okay, because I don't either. Okay, that's a lie. Apparently I do when I'm really, really tired. My roommate recorded me once. Worst betrayal of my life. I still haven't forgiven her. Speaking of roommates, she's definitely gonna make fun of me for this. Can you imagine? Hey, how was your night? Oh, pretty good. I got locked out of my room and accidentally had a sleepover with my cruise crush. Why are you laughing? I did not just call you my cruise crush. You heard nothing. Nope. The ocean must have said it. Mm-hmm. The ocean, that's my final answer. I'm not Moana. Gosh, I don't think I've laughed this much in a really long time. I'm serious. Life's been kind of busy lately. Work, stress, the usual stuff, and then this trip happened, and suddenly my biggest concern became whether I wanted a second dessert, or whether I should spend another hour by the pool, or whether you'd be at breakfast. That last one became a concern surprisingly often. Oh, and don't get me started on the tan lines. I mean, look. I don't want to burn. Yeah, of course. You think I didn't notice? Every morning I would tell myself, okay, be normal. And then I would see you and immediately start acting weird. Don't even pretend you don't notice. You know what's funny? The first day we met, I thought you were intimidating. Seriously, you looked so confident. You were standing on the upper deck looking out at the water, and I remember thinking, wow, you're probably too cool to talk to me. Then 10 minutes later, we were arguing over trivia answers, and I realized you were actually kind of adorable. Don't argue, it's true. Very adorable. Crew's ruining levels of adorable. Because now I'm gonna go home and miss you, and I don't like thinking about that. Can I tell you something? Yes, right after we get in bed. Well, this bed is like ridiculously comfortable. I don't get it. Did they give me like a bad room or something? I really like this. I'm jealous. Careful now. Don't tell me stuff like that. You want me to come into your room every day? Very good offer, I must say. Right, yeah. What was I gonna say? Right, no jokes this time. Promise? I was nervous about coming on this trip. I almost didn't. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's true. I kept thinking, what if I'm lonely? What if I don't meet anyone? What if I spend the entire vacation by myself? I worried about it for 2 weeks. And then, the first afternoon on board, I met you. And suddenly, none of that mattered anymore. Because somehow every day got better after that. Every single day, leading to right now, so thank you. Really, thank you for making this trip special and making me feel comfortable. I don't think you realize how much you've meant to me now. Sweet? Yeah, I guess I can be sweet sometimes. I don't know, it's easier to be honest at night. Maybe it's the ocean, or maybe it's because tomorrow feels closer now. You know? Tomorrow means the trip is almost over. And I hate that. I really hate that. Because this has been my favorite week in a very long time. And a huge part of that is you. No, you're good. There's a lot of space on the bed. You don't have to worry about me. I feel bad that you're even sharing the bed with me. I like your company. You are a lot more interesting than the ocean. And that's saying something. Because the ocean's huge. That was an awful compliment. Forget I said that. Actually, no. Just accept it. You are officially more interesting than several million square miles of water. Congratulations. Thank you. Yeah, my hair has just been a mess. That's why I have this headband on. God, I wish I can change into my clothes or something. I'm still in my tankini. Oh, thankfully I didn't swim today, so I'm good. I promise I don't smell like pool water. That'd be disgusting. Yeah. What's your question? My favorite memory from this trip. Besides, right now? I think it was when we got completely lost trying to find the theater. We walked in circles for like 20 minutes and somehow ended up near the kids' arcade. I'm still not sure how we managed that. Then again, getting lost with you isn't exactly a bad experience. I'd probably do it again. No, I'd definitely do it again. As long as you were there. You're just really easy to be around. You know that? What's your favorite memory? Are you kidding me? I thought we said anything but right now. That's cheating. Just having me in your bed? Oh. Don't say stuff like that. Cause you'll make me blush. You make me nervous. And that's a compliment, because not many people do. I get nervous around my cruise crush. Yep, I said it again. Guess there's no blaming the ocean this time. No, I didn't. Honestly, I can't even think of making friends with anyone else on here. I don't think I'll get along with anyone the way I'm getting along with you. I certainly never imagined I would be in bed with somebody. But I'm glad I am. Yeah, we probably should, right? Long day tomorrow, What should we do? The cruise ship is our oyster. We get to do whatever we want. Should we recreate that one Titanic scene? Would that be too dangerous? No, it's funny if you think I'm that brave. I'm just joking, obviously. Unless you want to, then I wouldn't be opposed to it. Kidding, I'm kidding. You're moving closer. No, of course it's totally okay. It's your bed. Do I? Really? Now you smell better. Why are you looking at me like that? Like, you wanna kiss me? Do you want to kiss me? Really? You think that'll be your best memory? Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be. Oh, you're a really good kisser. Wow. Ooh, I don't even know what to say anymore. This is just the best moment of my life, I think. I wish we can just pause the time and stay here forever. I would. I definitely would. But I'm really excited to make more memories with you while we're still here. Yeah? Do you think we can make that work? After? I guess we have a lot to talk about, don't we? Yeah, we should probably get some sleep. The only thing is, I usually cuddle like my stuffed animals or something. I have two that I brought with me, and I can cuddle them now. So do you think you can cuddle me? Do you want to cuddle me? I want to cuddle you. Maybe it just kissed. Cuddling is only normal after, right? You're so cute. I just can't stop staring at you. When you're up close like this, it's easy to get lost in your eyes. Mine? Oh, they're boring. Look at yours. Yeah, I know. We are, aren't we? Being so cheesy right now. What's gotten into us? No, I'm happy now. Happy I got locked out of my cabin, because I get to be here with you, cuddling you. Nothing is better than this.